The post-match interview.
We're down into the victorious rooms, the Port Adelaide rooms, that is. Of course, thanks to our good friends at City to Surf Solar and Signature Homes, where Riley Beveridge is speaking with one of the Surf Coast finest in Travis Boak.
Yeah, thanks, Trav. Today, not many people would have expected you to come here and knock off Melbourne, who are one of the flag fancies. A lot of people were uncertain on how Port Adelaide would go this year. How satisfying is it to come out round one and produce a performance like that?
Yeah, look, it is. It's really nice. I mean, you have all pre-season to put everything in place. We've made a fair few changes, personnel, the way we play our game. So we thought we had a really good pre-season, some really good JLT stuff. And look, we came here with a lot of confidence. We know Melbourne are a quality outfit and they're going to be tough all year. But we played the way we wanted to play. You know, we took the game on probably a bit too much at times and a little bit fumbly at times, but no, it was really pleasing to come away with a win, certainly for Robbie's 200th as well.
Of those new players that you brought in, you mentioned they took the game on, the likes of Zach Butters and Xavier Dersma, they weren't afraid to sort of chance their arm a few times. How much energy did those young fellas give to the group?
Oh, look, they brought plenty, and it's funny, young guys coming into clubs these days, they got plenty of swagger, and look, that's what you need. Look, they just want to learn, they just want to get better, but as soon as they get out on the park, they just want to play their game, and they've bought in really well, and the way they play their footy is exactly how we want them to play and how we want to play as a group. And I thought all of them today were outstanding. I think we had six new players play today for the club, and all of them did their part.
Trav, I know the Surf Coast waters are great for the healing qualities and the rejuvenation of the body and mind. Did you spend a bit of time in the water back home over summer?
I got a little bit in, not enough. I need to get back a lot more. But no, got down there a couple of times and got down to Jark and had a bit of a surf. But I'm looking forward to coming back a little bit more. We got the weekend off, so I might try and sneak down.
Absolutely. Talk to us about, I suppose, having not the burden, and burden's probably a harsh word about the captaincy, but not having the pressures of captaincy and the I suppose the extra things that go with it, being the face of the club and the like.
Yeah, look, I think the biggest thing, and you know, the way I sort of answer that is just there's probably the worry, the day-to-day worry of how's the group going, you know, what do I need to change, and I mean, you're constantly thinking the whole time, and you know, I think that's probably the biggest thing that's sort of gone from my mind. You know, you want to lead by example still, and try and you know, lead the best way you can. But just that day-to-day worry, and look, you just go out with a lot of freedom now. And I think TJ and Ollie doing that together is going to be great for our club. And yeah, look, I just had a lot of fun out there today. It was good.
Did you have the feed up watching Geelong and Collingwood last night and take some inspiration out of them? The Cats having four debutants as well, and going, gee, we're in a similar situation here. Four debutants, a couple of players from other clubs as well playing their first game for the club, and go, gee, there's some similarities here about, you know, us being underdogs and potentially going and causing an upset.
Yeah, look, I mean, for sure. I mean, any time you get some new faces in the club, it brings a lot of excitement. And you know, as I said, those guys have just come in and play the way we wanted them to play, and they're all really exciting there. I mean, they're all bloody courageous as well. I mean, there's an effort I think Zabe did in the first quarter, went back with a flight, and you know, for a first game player to do that, it just gives so much energy to the group, and all three of them are tough as nails, and you know, for Scotty, Burt and Drewy as well, it was fantastic for them to come into the group and provide the energy, and you know, hopefully we keep on rolling.
Travis, great to have a talk, E-boy, on K-Rock Footy. You played 244 games today, you're 30, and you got, I think from memory, you were pick five in your draft. You look across, you got Connor Rosie is pick five. You look across and think, geez, how quickly footy goes. Does it feel like an eternity ago you were that kid playing your first game, or how does it feel for you?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, this is my 13th year now, and you know, time flies, you know, and I don't feel 30, but it has been a fair journey. And you look at these guys and just the way they come into the system now as well, they're just ready-made players, and it's crazy. But yeah, for 13 years that have gone on now, and you're playing with these young kids who are you know, going to be stars of the competition, stars of the club, it's pretty fun, mate, and I'm still enjoying the footy. We've got some great young players to play with, and hopefully get to continue that for a lot longer.
Is it a different vibe this year? I know it's probably different to compare, but have you enjoyed the vibe at the Port Adelaide Footy Club across summer?
Yeah, look, it has been a fair change for us. I mean, we went away to Noosa and had a really, really good camp there. It's probably one of the best ones that we've ever had in terms of just really building a connection as a group, and we've done a lot of work in that space, and I think it showed today. You know, we're just staying together for four quarters, and you know, I think that's the footy these days is the team with the greater connection, you know, puts it out in the park, and for us today it showed, and now we've just got to continue that when the pressure's on, and the way we sort of changed the way we played, the freedom of our ball movement is really exciting as well. So there's a lot of fun in the group.
Fifth quarter, thanks to City to Serve Solar and Signature Home. Speaking with Port Adelaide star Travis Boak, here's Darren Buick on KROQ Footy.
Well played today, Trav. Great to see you back in the form that we know you can. And a really good way to start the year. Rockcliffe, Watts, Motlop, you know, were big signings last year.
Yep.
Looked as though they took a while, well, maybe not even settle into the club well last year. Obviously had a big pre-season, now accustomed to what goes on at the club and a lot more comfortable, showed in their performance today.
Yeah, it certainly did. And I mean, second year in now, they sort of know our system a lot better. And I think for Rocky, he you know, had a really interrupted pre-season, you know, 2 years ago when he first came to the club. And now he's just got a lot more legs in the body. He's fit as he's ever been. And for those guys now, you know, be a lot more accustomed to our system. And Watsy sort of played a little bit more of a half-back wing role today, and I thought he was outstanding down there. And Watts has just found a bit of rhythm as well. So for those guys to you know, it takes a little bit of time to settle into the group. And look, it's been a great start from this year, and hopefully they continue their form.
You spoke about a change in the way you'd like to play. It was very noticeable early, especially, you know, the want to run and carry and handball at times, probably overdid it a little bit with it. Obviously, that's something that Ken and the coaching group want you to do with the new influx of players as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's, I think what it is understanding your group and understanding what you know, weapons you do have.
Sure.
And we've got a lot of guys that are keen to take it on and keen to make it up. And look, at times we're going to stuff it up. We're going to cough the ball up and you know, miss kick, miss handballs. But we're just going to be brave and take the game on. And you know, we're a really fit side, and that's the way we want to play. And I think our fans are going to enjoy it. AFL fans are going to enjoy it, and it's going to be tiring, no doubt, during the year. But
for you old blokes, it might be.
But no, it's really enjoyable, and that's just the way we want to play, and we'll continue to play our way.
Travis Heath Bucky, congratulations on the win. Your defence is just unbelievable today. So unheralded, you know, no fuss. Cleary, Houston, Jonas, I mean, Jack down there as well. First game at Burton, obviously coming across from Hawthorn. They just got the job done. Desperation, worked really hard for each other, got back to support. They were absolutely brilliant. To keep Melbourne at 9 goals, that's a fine performance.
Yeah, look, mate, they've been great for us over the last few years, and led by Tommy Jonas down there, and you had Darcy Byrne-Jones to that group as well. And,
yep.
And now you add Burton into that group, and look, we hopefully need to get Hamish back in you know, a couple of weeks as well, and that just adds another dimension to that group. So look, they've been outstanding for a while, and they're outstanding again today. And we just trust them. You know, when the ball goes in there, we're going to lose center Coons at time, and they're going to be one-on-one now, but they're just going to win their battles, and we really trust them down there. And they love to take the game on as well, but they'll defend one-on-one when they have to. So it's great having those guys.
Trev, just a quick one for me. Sam Hayes, big ruckman you recruited last year. I know he did his knee. How's he going?
Yeah, look, he's tracking really well. You know, I think it was about mid-year, so he's still got a few weeks to go, but no, tracking really well now. He's starting to put some big numbers into the legs and get a bit more speed and agility back in his body. So he's going to be a really good player for us, you know, once he recovers and gets a bit of game time back in. But we're thinking mid-year for him, and then hopefully, you know, he progresses. He's got a couple of really good guys to learn off him, Paddy and Scotty. And I thought Scotty was outstanding again against Gorney, obviously a fantastic ruckman. Those two really worked him over. But yeah, Sammy's got some good guys to learn off.
Yeah, he certainly was. Lysette was great in the ruck shows. How would you describe Darcy Byrne-Jones' hairstyle? It sort of looks a bit interesting from up here, but up close, how would you describe it?
Disgusting. But Darcy loves it, so he's his own man, and good on him. And he keeps playing that sort of footy. I don't really care what sort of haircut he has.
And what nickname has Zach Butters been landed with? We've been having a bit of fun with him, a bit of play on words during the call today.
We've sort of been calling him Bobby, which is sort of Robbie's little twin brother. He plays exactly like him. Robbie recruited him, and his sister's a smaller version of Rob.
Ah, fantastic. He was fun to watch, and it was fun to watch you, Trav, go about your business uninhibited this afternoon. Long may that continue. Good luck for the rest of 2019. Really appreciate you joining us again on KROQ.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.
Travis Boak joining us down in the Port Adelaide room, Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar in this fifth quarter. Of course, an award-winning Geelong builder specialising in custom-designed homes for $400,000 to $1 million. Which does Benny out, because Benny's sort of in your $2.5 to $3 million range, aren't you, these days?
Yeah, I would have thought so, Kingy. The post-match interview.